Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Filmmaking Bros Podcast.
Good
My
to be
name
back.
is Blender, one of your hosts. I like that.
My name's Will Walker, the other host. So thanks for tuning back in. It's good to be back. Recording another one. So Richard had the great idea to talk about what to do when work is slow, which is something us two have experienced recently, and I also know of others who have have been going through this. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing to talk about, especially because, like what you said, we have been experiencing slow work, and so because of that, we've had to, like, you know, what have we been doing to make that this time that is a little bit slower, you know. What are we doing? Are we freaking out? Are we trying to do different things? Are there things that we're trying to, basically all those little things.
All the little things, man. Yeah, dude, when we were talking on the phone yesterday, let me backtrack a little bit. So the reason I'm slow is because my business has been revolving around, and you made this clear yesterday, is selling single videos, like one video to clients, one-offs, and some they usually return and we do another one-off, but it's not consistent. I've been blessed enough to, like, been busy for 6 or 7 years on one-offs, but like for 2 months now I had big time cancellations. And well, when we were talking, it was just glaringly obvious. I was like, I got to change the way I do things. Like, this is if this continues, or if I have big cancellations, I'm gonna have big gaps in, like, cash flow, and maybe be scrambling at certain times. So anyways, kind of besides the point, but I'm kind of now from our talk, I'm thinking hard about how to adjust the work that I'm going after. But yeah, side rant. But anyways.
Yeah, no, I feel you with that. I've, like what we kind of talked about last week, and maybe what I've talked about with you on the phone, is that it can really catch you by surprise if you're focusing. If, you know, sometimes you'll get a new shoot or you're doing something new that you've never done before, and you get so focused on doing that work that you really forget about that. If you're trying to run a company or run a business, that there is a part where you need to be growing that. And how are you doing it? How are you reaching out to new clients? How are you setting yourself up for not to fail, but for the future? And so, yeah, kind of same as you. 2022 was really busy, and then 2023 came around, and I just was like, I have no work.
Yeah. Yes, I can agree. And usually the beginning of the year is a little slower, but not this slow. So,
yeah. I mean, yeah. So what are you doing? You know, how are you doing? First off, how are you feeling? And I guess take me through your emotional wave and emotional, like, experience of going through realizing you're not, you know, getting any new work, or you're having people cancel. And, you know, I think that probably a lot of people are feel the same way at certain points in this field. But what are you doing now to, like, make this time useful?
Well, so I'm feeling okay. There's been times where my wife and I have kind of sat down and talked and been like, all right, finances. And I hate that conversation. I hate it. I just like making a lot of money, and then I know how much we need to live off every month, and just like putting that in the bank account. So finances are not, unless it's like, hey, I'm making this much this month. That's about the extent of how much I want to talk about finances. So we've had somewhat frank conversations, because I mean, I've got three kids. Kids are getting bigger. And also I'm not going to get political or the economy, but everything's getting more expensive at the moment. It seems like groceries are more expensive. Everything we're doing seems to be a little bit more pricey. And so that's, we've kind of been talking to me like, hey, our cost of living is kind of, it's going up, which is okay. It's fine. But so we're talking about adjusting and things like that. And that does puts pressure on me, makes me, I don't know. It either makes me just want to shut down internally and not show emotion and just put my head down and work. And that's good and bad, because when I'm like that, it's kind of like just work well on what's in front of me. And I don't look for new work or think about how other ways I can make money. But I will say, and it's trying not to be a cop out, but YouTube has totally helped save my mental health during this time, because it's given me, I don't know, it's like it boosted my creativity. It's helped me. It's been an outlet for me as well. And I'm seeing something grow, and it's something that I'm only getting to work on by myself, which I actually really love. I work really well that way. So that's been a good outlet for me and something I can pour a lot into. And I get to do it at home around my family and kids. So actually I'm doing really good, and I've got some more work coming in. But I am, and I'm looking and talking about new work and new opportunities. So, and not just one-offs. So what about you, man? How are you feeling, you and the wife? I mean, mental health, all that stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm great. Honestly, you know, I think it was probably about a month ago, I realized that things were kind of slow. And I think it's just how you take the, you know, for me in the moment, I think I was almost like waiting for something to come. And then, you know, I'm thankful for my wife, because she's there and she is the one that really pushes me. And the one that is also just like, hey, buddy, you gotta do some stuff. And then also, you know, being a part of this, I've talked about it before, but being a part of this entrepreneur organization, has been really helpful too, because it's kind of just like kept my business in check and realizing like, hey, you're not growing as well as you were at this time last year. And so it just makes you think outside of your box. And so, you know, what I've been taking from this time that it's been a little bit slower is really kind of taking this not as a bad thing, but taking this as a moment to like, how can I develop and grow the business internally? What are things that I have been ignoring? How can I set myself up for success later? And like, you know, what can I do about that? And then it's like, too, you know, I always talk about getting uncomfortable, and I love it. I love sometimes when you get bored, because sometimes you get your most creative when you're bored. And so it's made me be like, think of creative things to do to become, you know, to get uncomfortable. So how can I reach out to prospective clients? How can I, you know, what can I do to grow ultimately? And so,
yeah,
it's been really good. You know, I think you started YouTube, and that sparked me to start my own channel also. And, you know, now just starting it, I think that it's just been more of, not that it's like I've gotten a billion views, but just the process of like learning about myself more while doing it, but also like learning how to, like what the brand is, like what Strata House Films is, how I want it to feel on video, how I want that brand to feel on social media has been like a really big thing for me in doing that through YouTube. I could keep on going about talking about this, but
yeah,
it's been emotional, but it's been good emotions. Emotions to where I've, for me purposely, it's like checking myself and where my heart is, and
yeah,
kind of centering myself for me, it, I, you know, I follow Jesus, and that's important to me. So how can I center myself around God, not because I want him to give me anything, because I don't think God's just going to give me anything just because I'm being honorable, but how am I, you know, finding my purpose daily in him and not just in work things?
I'm glad you said that, because I can totally agree. This has kind of been a reality check for me, I would say, in business and all, but also as a dad and a husband. It's helped me. Well, it's given me a lot more time. I try to keep work close to home now that I have three kids and they're getting older, but it's even given me more time closer to home. And it's helped Candace and I talk about, like, how are we being an example of Jesus to our kids? How are, like, how are we leading them? How's our marriage? It's been healthy. And I think times like this are healthy for that. And for, like you're saying, assessing our business as a whole, stepping back, looking at everything. I mean, like I told you yesterday, I spent like 3 hours on my website, which is, the worst for me. I hate that kind of stuff. But it looks a lot better now. So, and I feel a lot more confident. I've never felt confident about it. And I feel more confident about that. I feel more confident about how I'm being an example for my kids and how I'm being a husband. So I will say there's been big positives to this slow time. But I want both. I want that, this good feeling of everything, but I also want to be busy with work. So,
I think that anytime you, if you really care enough and you don't, if you want to push hard in business, I think that no matter what, like you can grow and you can, you're going to get more work. I think that for a little bit, I was talking, like, just in my brain, I was thinking, like, I'm not going to get any work. I mean, everything's going to go to the trash. I'm screwed. But it's like, it's not true. I mean, give it another couple of weeks and you're going to be thinking about that one time whenever you weren't busy. And so it's like goes, having, and I think, you know, you've been doing this longer for me, but if we were to rank ourselves amongst other people in video production or being filmmakers, like, there are times that are slower. There are times that things aren't going to be as crazy, but there's also going to be times that it's going to be absolutely wild. And so, and I remember, you know, working at another company, the owner, he always would say, like, you know, hey, it's slow this next 2 weeks. What are things that we can do to just to prepare for the time when it's about to get crazy so that we're ready for that moment? And so there's a lot of, like, maintenance and setting things up and organizing and just, like, tidying up things to be prepared. It's, like, sometimes a really good thing to have.
Yeah. Oh, I got a guest. Sorry.
No, this is awesome.
Speaking of family.
If you're on podcast or if you're on YouTube or whatever and you're watching this in video, if you're on Spotify, there is a baby child, in the background.
Baby boy. Look at him. Say, hey,
bring him on there.
I'm still in my PJs.
What's up? What's up, man?
Say hi.
Can you
say
I don't
hi?
Care.
Say, what's up?
That's the cutest thing ever.
What's your name?
Oh my gosh.
Wells. Say Wells. Wells.
All right.
Wells, I love that so much.
Hey, give me 5 minutes. I'll come change it for you. Okay.
All right. I love that, dude. That was the greatest guest we've ever had on this show.
He will return. I can guarantee it. So,
well, he's welcome to stay if you want him to stay. It doesn't bother me. All right, but if I had, like, you know, if you're in a time right now where things are slow, things that I recommend for you to do, you know, that from based on my experience that have been helpful for me are, one is, if you're trying to grow your business, spend that time and think about how you could grow your business. You know, have you ever thought about what your values are as a company? What does your website look like? Should you make that better? I always tell myself, if someone else is going to open up next door to me at another video production company, what could I be doing more than them to set myself apart? So is there something else you should be doing? Should you have a podcast? Should you start a YouTube channel? And then also too, this is a great opportunity to go and create some of the work that you want to create. Go and create that story piece on that person, and who cares if you don't get paid, but it's worth doing that. And then also get uncomfortable. And I sent emails to all my past clients and asked them for, hey, let's do more work, or hey, I need more work, and just tried to like start up conversations. And that's now set, I have a lot more work in the later months because of that. So those are my recommendations for people that might be kind of stuck.
The only other thing I would put on top of that is workout, because if you're gonna be down and I'm be just completely honest, I deal with depression at times, and I get down and out, and if I don't know, if I am not doing anything that's really fulfilling, I can get really down, and working out like eliminates that right away for me. So it helps kind of center my head and get all that mess out of there. So I would say, and this is like small compared to all those other things, but work out, run, lift weights, do something, like just be active. Because there's a lot, when it's really busy too, it's really hard to be active. So I would say take advantage of the time and sweat a little bit.
I totally agree. I recommend to do that every single day, no matter what it is, no matter if you have a lot of work or not. You just moving your body is going to be a game changer. And and like on top of that is use that time to spend with your family and your friends, and try and keep your awareness focused on them and not so focused on what you don't have, because you're just going to be miserable. And
I
like,
will s no, go ahead. Sorry.
exactly what you're saying.
I was gonna say the I really think the reason that what sparks kind of getting down and depressed or anything is like is 100% is a focus on myself and just worrying about myself, comparing myself to others, and it's a selfish cycle. It's just like, I'm not as good as them, or I should be doing this, or I'm better than this, whatnot. And like, and if I go work out, or if I do a piece where I'm focusing on something else, or on someone else, and just or trying to figure out a way to bless others, or focusing on my family, like that'll go away. Like, and it that's something I always forget is like, when I'm depressed, I'm really only thinking about myself. So, and it's not healthy.
My biggest call out I've gotten during my slow times are from Amory. She was like, you know what? You know what your stroke? Because I was, I had a lot of work last year, and then I was like, felt like I deserve to have this type of client or this type of work. And she goes, you know what you are? You're entitled. And I was like, dang, burn. Okay, and everyone should know that Emery, she just gives it to me like how I want it, and that's how I best receive. And so don't think that she's being mean, because she's not.
Nah, you
she's
need
that's her
no.
unique
My
gift
wife does
is
it too.
telling me stuff. And
You
so
need
yeah,
that.
that in that feeling of like, oh, I really am being entitled and thinking that I deserve this type of work, but ultimately I don't deserve anything, and I should be open to any type of project whenever I need to be.
I agree.
But
And we can't do everything. There's too much work for just one person. So,
it's true. It's
yeah.
true.
Although
Oh,
I at times think I should be doing all of
I agree. But I hope y'all enjoyed this episode about, what to do when times are slow. And how about this new intro and outro music? Oh my
Sharp,
gosh.
sharp stuff, man. Good job. This is
All
fun.
right,
This is a
everybody.
good
But
one.
thanks for joining. Like, subscribe. This isn't YouTube. Bye.
See you.